people, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining. People, their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.
All right, so let's talk about the reasons people complain. This is not something that I came up with, and we're going to cover it for the last few, the next several days, because this is life transforming. When I go out and speak to organizations, and I've got two live speeches coming up in July, and I'm literally crisscrossing the country. And the cool thing about the first one is, it's in the wine country. It's in a resort in the wine country in Napa Valley. And so I told my assistant, book me 2 days early. I just want to hang out. So thanks, John. Blood sugar test. Thanks, everybody, for helping me understand that. So when I speak to organizations, the stuff that I tell them about what's wrong with complaining, the studies that have been done, the stuff that we've covered over the last seven of these episodes, people are like, that's interesting. That's interesting. Wow, that's cool. That's interesting. But when I get to this part, the five reasons people complain, people go, holy cow, I never thought of it that way. And that shifts your mind. It was Oliver Wendell Holmes said that a mind stretched by a new idea never returns back to its original proportions. I love that. A mind stretched by a new idea never shrinks back to its original proportions. I always think of a balloon being blown up too much, and then it comes back and it's different. Well, this is something that expands people's minds when they really understand the five reasons people complain. And as I've always wanted to say, I'm not the one that came up with the idea of going 21 days in a row. That was Edwin Gaines. And I'm not the person who discovered that people only complain for one of five reasons. That is Robin Kowalski at Clemson University, who, after all this complaint-free stuff took off, reached out to me, and we've talked and actually collaborated on some projects. Wonderful person. You should check her out, Robin Kowalski. And she did her master's thesis, this was before she got her doctorate, on why people complain. And they did all the studies. I don't want to go through the studies. I want to spend the time helping you understand that the number one reason, the first reason people complain, is simply to get attention. The way I teach this when I speak is that people complain for five reasons, G-R-I-P-E. We'll go over them in the next 4 days, but G is get attention, R is remove responsibility, I is inspire envy, P is power, and E is excuse poor performance. And the first reason, and I believe this is hands down the most common reason, is simply to get attention. And now that you know it, I want you to notice how many people do this. They'll walk up to a person or group of people, and they will complain about something, and it's simply a way of engaging the person in a conversation. It literally is, hey, notice me. I want to talk to you, but I can't think of a non-creepy positive way to start a conversation, so I'm going to complain about what's going on. I hear it here all the time where I live. And there's a lot of reason to complain because of the craziness with the installation of the hurricane windows. And luckily, I don't live in the B building. They're putting a disabled ramp in the B building. And so the first thing they did was come in and tear up the stairs, so there's no more stairs. But there's at the main entrance. But they left and didn't come back and work on the ramp for weeks. And that's the keys. That's the keys. I don't know where I was going with that. But people complain. Oh, I know where I was. People get together here and it's, have you heard? Can you believe it? Those are always indications that a person is about to complain. Have you heard? Can you believe it? How dare they? Here they go again. These are ways of beginning a conversation by starting off, and it's a way of letting you know, and I want you to notice when people begin conversations with you that way. Have you heard? Can you believe it? Here they go again. Just as you'd expect, or here, you see what I mean? It's that desperation victimhood. And when people are doing that, what they're attempting to do simply is start a conversation. We need to strip away what we think are the complexities of human nature, which there are. But bottom line is, rats turn right. Human beings turn right. That's why when you go into most grocery stores, you turn right. Human beings all act and react in certain ways, and we need social connections from other people. We need it. We don't want it. We absolutely need it. One of the best examples of this, and I always give this example when I speak on stage or do a virtual event on camera, is there's a magician, and his name is Darren Brown. That's it. He's done a number of Netflix specials. I personally like them all. I think they're awesome. Darren Brown is his name. And one of the things that he did was gathered a group of people in Central Park that were all actors that he had hired, and got them to slowly basically take over a little hill corner in the park near a walkway. And so it was nothing but people he had hired as actors, 40 actors, kids, parents, all races, all mixed, exactly what you would see hanging out in Central Park. And then he waited. He waited until somebody just meandered through on the path. And he said to the entire crowd, "Hey, I'm going to do a magic trick." And he invited the person. He said, "Who would like to be in the trick, et cetera, et cetera?" And of course, all the actors raised their hands, and monkey see, monkey do. Human beings are not as complex as we'd like to think. This non-actor person raises his hand. So Darren Brown brings him out, puts him into a chair, and covers him with a tarp. And he says, "I'm going to make this man disappear." Now, this is, you know, right there in Central Park. And he says, 1, 2, 3, abracadabra, pulls back the tarp. And the dude is still sitting there, okay? But what do you think all the actors do? Every single one go, "Oh, where did he go? Where did he go?" And a few that were already scheduled to do this walked up and looked around the chair and like, "Where is he?" And the guy goes, you can see he's freaking thrilled. He really buys into and believes that he is invisible. The actors are so good at convincing this dude that he is invisible that he believes it. So much so that he sort of tests it out. He gets in front of people's faces and wave, and they stare right past him. Why? Because they're actors trained to do this. He then goes and sits down on picnic blankets with people that are eating food and starts eating their food. And the guy, you can tell, just walked. Before he was taking a walk in Central Park, now all of a sudden he's Invisible Man. And he's digging it for about 6 minutes. And that's what makes Darren Brown's magic so interesting. It's always a commentary on human beings. And the guy goes very slowly from, "Am I really invisible?" to, "Oh my God, I'm invisible," to, "This is so cool, I'm invisible," to, "Nobody can see me, na na na, I can jump around, nobody can see me," to, "Oh my God, nobody can see me." And he starts screaming, et cetera. It's really an interesting character study. All of this to say that getting attention is not just for the class clowns like I was. Getting attention is a human need. So people walk up to you and bring up what's wrong simply to get your attention. So what do you want to do if you've got people who do this? And I've been really cultivating this lately. I hope John is still with me. John's going to appreciate what I'm about to say. What you want to do is whenever a person comes up and just begins to complain, and that's their mode of connecting with you, you want to play verbal jujitsu by asking them some variation of what's going well. What are you happy with? What are you grateful for? And ideally, point it towards whatever they're complaining about. Somebody's complaining about all the windows, et cetera, et cetera. You could say, what do you like about living here? What made you move here? And if you say it correctly, it just simply changes the conversation. It keeps it on the same topic, but it moves it from negative to positive. And believe it or not, this works. People don't get caught up. One of the things that I've started doing, and this is a thing I thought John would enjoy, my grandfather used to own a hardware store in downtown Manning, which is where John and I met, Manning, South Carolina. And there was a man there named Willie, and I used to love to follow Willie around because Willie enjoyed his job, whereas the other people, just the other men, and back then it was all men, just hung around complaining to each other in between customers, complaining about the customers that just came in, complaining about the ones that don't come in. Willie was just always kind of to himself and happy. And whenever somebody came in, he proactively asked them, what's the good word? Before they had an opportunity to say, I need this, or this went wrong, or you sold me the wrong that, he would say, what's the good word? And I've started using this. I've talked about it for years, but you know how difficult it is to get yourself to form a new behavior. So I've been trying this. What's the good word? So understand and know that when you go up to people to complain, to get attention, you can begin by saying, have you noticed, and talk about something nice. And you're going to connect. It meets that social need. And if you've got somebody who comes up to you to fulfill their social need by complaining, you simply ask, what's the good word? All right, since I've said, what's the good word? Now's your opportunity to click share. And when you click share, type the word share in. It lets us know that you are sharing this with other people. We want to create a complaint-free world. And when you share this, this lets other people know about this movement and participate. Speaking of which, they and you can now take the complaint-free challenge for free. Get a complaint-free bracelet, 9 videos, and my ebook entitled Gripe, G-R-I-P-E, Why People Complain and How to Get Them to Stop. And you can get it all at www.acomplaintfreeworld.org. That's acomplaintfreeworld.org. All right, everybody, your chance to share, ask questions, or make any closing comments. David says, the problem I have with complaining is that it does not solve anything big time. I talked to a client the other day who hired me because they've got a lot of complaining in the organization. And I'm doing a speech for them. And this guy kept going on and on about complaints, no solutions, complaints, no solutions. I said, there would be no problem with you putting a little sign on your desk that says the price of one complaint is one solution. And he liked that idea. And it's true. If you spent the time, same energy to solving the problems that's used for complaining, you reach the point where the problem is solved and the source of complaining ends. Yes. And one of the important things I want us to get is that for a lot of people, it's not about solving the problems. They don't want the problem solved. They want the complaints because that gives them something to connect to their neighbor, their girlfriends, their guys, their coworkers at work. Have you seen the new boss? Can you believe the water fountain? Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Once you fix it, the complaining is not going to end. It's a symptom of people simply trying to get attention. Mary's the first one to click share. Dun, 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 go, Mary. Thank you. Tresha has clicked shared. Christine, good to see you. Help sharing with clients today. Going to read it again. Thanks for the, well, I love the idea. Thank you so much. Linda, thank you. So remember the 5 reasons people complain. G, get attention. R, remove responsibility. I always want to make sure I'm not counting up because sometimes I've left my middle finger up. Get attention, remove responsibility, inspire envy, power. We're going to talk big time about that. And excuse poor performance. Today, we talked about get attention. Share this with your friends and family. We want them to become part of the complaint-free movement. Oh, by the way, today is Friday. I was doing Jumpstarts Live 7 days a week, and then I started dating someone, and I wanted the weekends off to myself, and I'm not dating anyone, but I'm starting to feel that need to get up and just do what I want to do on the weekends, and I'm sure you all understand. So we'll continue to send out the weekly recaps on Saturday if you're part of our email list, and if you're not, go to willbowen.com, willbowen.com, and you'll see where to register there. Just sign up for the Jumpstarts. And I'm going to take weekends off starting again now. So I will see you Monday. Bless you all. Thanks for being here.
No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more, no more complaining people. Their lives are changing. We're flying high, creating a complaint-free world. No more.